Reading from Acts, the 16th chapter. But when it was day, the magistrate sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore, come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned, men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city quietly. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia. And when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They were wrongfully imprisoned for their religious beliefs, beaten in public, tossed in and out of prison, and then asked to just leave quietly, to do everyone a favor and get out of town. And as they go from the city, knowing full well that for all of those like us who would confess Christ, the same will be happening to us. So what do they do after just being released from prison? They give us a few words of encouragement about the persecution that we will face, and then they just take off. Well, thanks a lot, Paul. You just left us here to fend for ourselves. You established no religious liberty fund, no offering of legal protection. You left no one here to guard us. Citizens in our own country being treated like enemies of the state, asked to leave the city like modern day exiles because of our beliefs that are gradually being outlawed. But what if? What if we could be spared from the beatings and prisons? Would we do what the magistrates ask? Will we go in peace? Will we just be quiet, like they asked Paul? Now, whether it's out of self-preservation or just to say good riddance, it is certainly tempting to just depart from the city where we're not wanted. At the very least, the temptation will be strong to just go and be in peace with the world in our everyday lives so that we can be seen as politically correct, to be quiet rather than to stir things up with an inconvenient truth. And then we can be released secretly and go without threat. But have we really escaped then? Have we escaped? Because even for those of us who will not be persecuted for our faith by magistrates and jailers, we will all be harassed by much more sinister forces. We will all suffer, both physically and spiritually. We will all be imprisoned by our sin and our grief and our unbelief and its effects that it has on the body. And when we fall into that temptation to be at peace with the world and to remain quiet rather than to confess our faith, we can't escape the punishment for that. Paul went to prison uncondemned, it says, when the officials tried to unjustly silence his bold confession of the truth. But if we deny God on earth, then he will deny us in heaven, condemned as we justly deserve. So if we confess our faith, then we will be at odds with the world. If we deny, then we will be at odds with God. So what encouragement could Paul possibly give in what seems to be a no-win situation? Well, it would be the very words of Christ himself that he had spoken to us. Pick up your cross and daily follow me. Yes, the cross, suffering and dying each and every day when we pick it up to follow. Yes, the cross, our source of hope. Christ dies on the cross for our sins of betrayal and denial, and as we conform ourselves to the world. And then, in the water and in the blood of our crucified Savior, we die to ourselves to live for Christ, conform to his life as we are united to him in baptism. Do you know what that means? When I follow Jesus to the cross, it means the path will not end there. Yes, it leads to suffering and dying to myself and ultimately even to the tomb, but it doesn't end there. Why? Because the stone was rolled away. Did you hear what I said? The stone was rolled away. There is no prison cell that can hold me. There ain't no grave that can hold us down. You know, it's been another summer season of blockbuster movies. All kinds of supervillains and alien monsters that need heroes. But make no mistake, this scene in the city that we hear of this morning, it is much more dangerous. It is much more deadly. Because we don't fear what can merely kill the body. This is a spiritual war of the dark and latter days ahead. The church is the last line of defense. And while others may break rank, we must fight. We must work. We must pray as the body of Christ and the church militant. We are on the front line. We are on the front line of this battle for the soul of a nation and the world. There are no kid gloves here, but a battle against not flesh and blood, but rulers, authorities, the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the cosmic powers and spiritual forces of evil, even in the heavenly places. But brothers and sisters, take heart, because the victory has already been won there on a hill called Golgotha. And we are simply heralding the good news that is now and is to come. So you can publicly flog me, you can make me an outlaw, you can imprison me, you can take it all down to my very life. But the trumpets will be calling me home. The trumpets will sound and the rider will ride upon his horse, and he will come with a vengeance. And he will punish the wicked in that last day, but for the righteous, they will be set free. The chains will be broken once and for all. So dear brothers and sisters, confess freely and boldly. Speak the words of life into a world of death and decay. Bring the light into the darkness. And in a world that rages on, bring true peace to all who have ears to hear. Because from the prison of sin and death, Christ alone can set this world free. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.